It's Tuesday, March 10, 2026.
You can see that the rain water is actually black, also saturated, it appears, with oil.
Trump's war in Iran is bad for the environment and the climate.
The Middle East is a main source of nitrogenous fertilizer for farmers here in the U.S. These fertilizers are used primarily on crops that are planted in the spring, like corn.
War in the Middle East is also disrupting global fertilizer supplies. Plus,
what we've seen is a disaster under your leadership, Ms. Noem.
Kristi Noem fired as DHS secretary, but FEMA remains a disaster.
All of those disasters and probably more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
So he's saying, hey, guys, we get the oil. I'm still going to insure your ships. So go through the strait. Sow some guts and go through that strait.
You go through that strait, Brian Kilmeade. Sitting on the couch at Fox News in New York. Very courageous. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, so everything I hear is going very, very well in the Middle East.
Well, that's an interesting take on it. Donald Trump's war on Iran has quickly escalated into a broader regional conflict. Iran's effective closure of the Strait of Hormuz, through which a fifth of the world's oil and gas is transported, and Iran's retaliatory attacks on oil and gas infrastructure have ground production to a halt in the region.
Who could have predicted it?
Global oil prices skyrocketed over the weekend to more than $100 a barrel before settling back on Monday after Trump said the war is, quote, very complete, pretty much.
I'm sure it is.
Oil prices are still about 40% higher than before Trump attacked Iran, and retail gas prices are still spiking across the U.S. War is also really bad for the environment and climate change. Over the weekend, the Israeli military struck several Iranian oil storage depots around Tehran, triggering massive explosions, thick clouds of toxic smoke, and black, carcinogenic, oily rain falling across the city. Officials warned residents to shelter in place because the oily rain could be contaminated with toxic hydrocarbons and acid rain that can cause chemical burns and lung damage.
Oily rain.
Yes, environmental experts say the oily rain could also cause long-term contamination of water supplies, food, and soil.
Yeah, I guess it could.
Plus, burning all of the oil that was stored in multiple depots also released a huge burst of climate-warming carbon emissions. In addition to the threat to global oil supplies, Middle East nations also depend on desalination for most of their drinking water. Over the weekend, Bahrain accused Iran of damaging one of its desalination plants, though officials say it remained online. Iran said a U.S. airstrike had damaged one of their desalination plants. Experts warn that destabilizing the region's water supplies by knocking out desalination plants would qualify as a war crime. Here in the U.S., Trump's war on Iran could also hit hard for U.S. farmers because the Middle East is also one of the world's most critical suppliers of fertilizer. The war has already sent global fertilizer prices soaring ahead of the critical spring planting season, raising concerns for higher food prices. But for Americans struggling with rising costs for energy and food, Republican Congressman Mark Alford of Missouri has a message.
Whether you want to call it a war or not, we are putting energy, resources, money into this. It is going to take a little bit of sacrifice on the part of Americans.
Why? Why do I have to sacrifice?
In other news, over the weekend, deadly tornadoes tore across the Midwest. For Michigan, it was an unusually early onset of spring weather turbulence. Michigan saw its earliest EF3 tornado ever recorded. Tornadoes in the upper Midwest are rare, but statistics indicate tornadoes are forming in more unusual places more frequently, linked to global warming. Donald Trump fired Kristi Noem from her position as DHS secretary.
Sad.
Noem caused enormous damage to the Federal Emergency Management Agency, slashing staffing levels and pausing most disaster funding, leading to extensive delays for disaster recovery. We'll see if Noem's apparent successor, Republican Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, if confirmed, continues to dismantle FEMA. And finally, the Trump administration held a high-profile oil and gas lease sale in Alaska late last week and got no takers. Literally, zero companies bid for the chance to drill in the harsh environment off the coast of Alaska, despite new extra-low royalty rates. It is the second failed Arctic offshore lease sale in a row.
Also sad, drill, baby, drill. You can make oily rain. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Purple rain.